Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 450 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a question today from Stefan. But before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Lynda.com, making it super easy for everybody out there to get access to over 3,000 on-demand videos to help you with your business, your technology, your creative skills, whatever you need help on. You can watch these super high-quality videos on lynda.com. Everything from how to use Excel to how to go paperless to iPhone and iPad development to income tax fundamentals. I've used it for helping me with my DSLR camera. I know Mindy, who edits these shows, uses it, has used it for years, actually. And I recommend you check it out, too. You can try it, actually, for 10 days for free. Complete access to all of their courses by going to lynda.com/askpat. That's lynda.com/askpat. Check it out right now. All right, here's today's question from Stefan.
Hi, Pat. I'm Stefan from howtolucid.com. And my question is, how do you know when it's time to outsource something? And when you do know, what do you decide to outsource and why? And I'm a longtime fan of the show. I've been listening to it for several years. It's great stuff that you do for us also. Thank you, Pat.
Stefan, thank you so much for the question. And first of all, I have to comment on your domain name, howtolucid.com. At first, I thought you said how to lose it, but then I checked it out, and I'm actually very excited because I've actually tried and have successfully done lucid dreaming before. And if you don't know what lucid dreaming is, for those of you listening, it is when you can actually control your own dreams. You pretty much wake up in your own dream, but you're still in your dream and you can control your environment and do whatever it is you want to do. And I remember jumping 50 feet in the air and flying and doing all that stuff. And it is not easy to do. I've only done it twice in my life, but it is pretty awesome. So I'm definitely going to check out your site. Again, it's howtolucid.com. There's a lot of videos on it too on YouTube, and I'm sure you have some great resources as well that I will dig into after we record your answer here. So how do you know when it's time to outsource, and how do you know what to outsource? Well, I feel like outsourcing is something anybody can do, and that is something I wish I did sooner. I tried to do everything on my own, and I did that for years. And I look back, and now I have a large team who does a number of things for me, specialized things for me, things that I now understand that even though I can do them and do them very well, I shouldn't be doing them. And I understand when you're first starting out, you might be bootstrapping and it might be more difficult, but you can even start small. That's the big and most important thing you need to understand is you could start out small. And when you start out small, you get to see the impact of what it's like to have somebody else do this work for you, how you're essentially cloning yourself or being wise with where you use your time versus where you spend your money and have other people do things for you. And another thing to mention is that sometimes you might not even need to spend money. Sometimes you can offer services that you know how to do. You have an expertise in pro bono. You do something for somebody else, they do something for you. And that's, I've done that in the past as well. And that can work out too. So there are, of course, a lot of different places you could find help. There are sites like Upwork.com, which used to be Elance and Odesk. And then there are places like Virtual Staff Finder, where you could find people who can work for you for a longer period of time. But the first and best resource I would share with you, if you're really serious about finding out what to do with hiring virtual staff, and when to do it, the best resource out there is a book called Virtual Freedom. It's by my good friend Chris Ducker at chrisducker.com. Virtual Freedom was a best-selling book, and it is the quintessential guide on everything virtual assistants and hiring your virtual staff. And he has this really great exercise that you could even do here. I'm going to share it with you, and you could do this in your head or write it down on paper. But you essentially divide a piece of paper into three different columns. The first column, you write down all the things that you just can't do. You know you have to do in your business, but you can't do, or you struggle really hard with. So you write all that down in the first column, a list of however many things you can think of, and get as detailed as you like. Then on the second column, you write down all the things that you hate to do. These are things that you probably do already in your business in some way, shape, or form, but you just dislike doing these things. If you had a magic wand, you could have these things done automatically for you or have somebody else do them for you already. Now, the third list is the hardest one, but it is also the most important one, and this is the one that I've had to figure out in the recent couple years, and it has been a game changer for me, and that is listing all the things that you can do and that you like to do, but you probably shouldn't do in your business. This is what Chris Ducker calls in his book, Virtual Freedom, the three lists of freedom, and these are where you can start to pick and choose the different things that you can then outsource, and it'll show you, when you see these things on paper, you start to discover, wow, I'm actually doing this stuff. Why am I doing this stuff myself? Or, wow, this is something that I can batch process or have some software do for me. That's a number of different things that I do. I have my software do for me, like scheduling tasks. And, you know, I use Calendly.com to schedule interviews and things like that. Again, that takes away so much time from me doing stuff that something or somebody else can do for me. So again, when you write those things down and putting them into those different lists helps too. It helps organize what's going on in your brain, and it helps prioritize those things as well. And then, like I said, there might be some major things that you see on there that you could outsource. You might not want to start with that. Start with something small, just so you can experience what it's like working with somebody else or having somebody else work for you. Start with a one-off job and see what it's like from there. You can even hire on a place like Fiverr.com, for example. If you're doing an ebook cover or you need a logo done, 99designs.com could work, or Fiverr.com could work, and you can just see what that experience is like. And it is such a cool feeling to, you know, put a job description out of something you want done, or talk to a team member and tell them you want them to do something. And you go to bed and you wake up the next day or the next week or whenever the deadline is, you see that thing complete, and it's stuff that you didn't have to do yourself. It is so handy, and it can help you make strides in your business as well. So really, Stefan, just write those things down. Like I mentioned, the three lists of freedom: things you can't do, things you hate to do, and things that you know you shouldn't do. And then you're going to start to see perhaps patterns or where you can start. And again, you can start small. That's totally okay. Upwork.com is a place you can go to. Start with other people in your network as well who might have those experiences and expertise as well, and get started from there. So, Stefan, I hope that gives you some clear direction in terms of where to start, and I look forward to seeing how that works out for you. And yeah, thank you so much for your question today. I really appreciate it. And thank you for your website. I'm definitely going to check it out, because lucid dreaming is something I'm very interested in, just because it's cool. I actually heard that some people use that opportunity to study for tests, or they practice their presentations on stage while they're sleeping. Like, how awesome is that, to get that little bit of extra time to do stuff, you know, and to explore. And, you know, it's really interesting. It's just, the brain is so crazy. Anyway, thank you, Stefan. I appreciate it. And we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For everybody else out there listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com. And also, I want to encourage everybody to head on over to the blog this month, smartpassiveincome.com, because we're talking all about email marketing. We have a lot of great articles, stuff that I've written, and videos that I've shot, and podcast episodes with people who are going to help us with our email marketing, everything from how to get started to email segmentation. And actually, I recommend you check out emailthesmartway.com, which is a brand new guide that I created to help you get started and win with your email marketing campaigns. A lot of you know I have a book called Ebooks the Smart Way. Well, this is Email the Smart Way. You're going to see some more Smart Way free courses and guides come out in the future for you as well. This one, Email the Smart Way, just go there. You'll get everything you need. Check it out. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And as always, here's a quote to finish off the day. This is from Richard Branson. I love this quote. And he said, "When you're first thinking through an idea, it's important not to get bogged down in the complexity. Thinking simply and clearly is hard to do." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.